Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Happy Tuesday. I hope you guys are having a great day so far. You hate our set.
Yeah, order of business number one. Yeah.
You guys are haters.
I'm screaming. Tyson and I recorded an episode today, actually, as well, but it'll be out before this one because it's coming out, whatever, on Friday when you're listening to this, like a few days ago. And he made me address it on there, too, because he was like, oh, so
I'm
funny.
Dead.
Here's the disclaimer.
You're entitled to your opinion.
Here's the disclaimer, you guys, that I tried to give at the beginning. I feel like we did give it on the first episode, but the first episode we recorded was the pregnancy one. So I guess we weren't like really focused on the...
Yeah.
We weren't really talking about it. But yeah, we wanted to just start video. What I had said in that episode, I think, was like, our set is not complete and it's not perfect, but we just wanted to start recording video. And I still stand by that. And what else I'll say, a few things. Where we're recording is like you have to cover up the entire space because it's not like it's a cute space. It's not like it's like wood floors and cute walls where it's like you could just put a few cute chairs. Like we had to create like something that covers the area. Okay, that's number one. Number two, I also hate it. Oh no, the curtain is not really the color exactly that I pictured when we were ordering it. I feel like especially with lights, it like kind of pulls sometimes like a different tone than we wanted. And anyway, the first two episodes, we were just trying to get our footing with like lighting and all this stuff and angles. So
whenever I just try to take the advice of successful people before me who are like, it doesn't have to be perfect.
Just put it out
just
there.
Just start. And then you're like, okay, well, I'm going to let go of my perfectionism. Just start. Everyone's like, it's so bad. It's so ugly. Oh my gosh. You should have taken longer.
I feel like it's better to have video here
than
to have no video. Like, don't you guys agree? Well, don't answer that. But
like, no.
Get rid of it. But basically what we wanted was like textures and colors. And we wanted it to be pink and blue. But yeah, I do feel like I would prefer the, like, I would like it better if the curtain was lighter. Mm-hmm. If it was like baby pink, I feel like it would look less maybe like
I like this color
jarring.
In general, just, you know, standing on its own. But yeah, I feel like with like skin tones and stuff, it does.
Yeah, it does something funky. And then also we wanted to get like a sign and maybe like have the curtains, like have two curtains that were separated, have wallpaper, whatever. Mm. But the point is, it was the beginning of a new year. We were both so sick.
Yeah.
We were just like, whatever, we have to get it up. So that's what we're working with. And
Stay tuned.
The only disclaimer I'll give. We'll update you when things shift because we do plan on changing it, like, it a lot. But it might take a second because everything takes forever.
Yeah. So just be patient with us, okay?
So we figure, this video is better than nothing.
But we hear you.
We do hear you. We see you. We see you. And also, we know we have let you down. No. I feel like initially when we, it's not like we're like, it's complete. Like, we always knew this was, like, not it.
Yeah.
We were just like, well, it's what we have for now.
So. We have a couch. We have something behind us.
Yeah.
It's all we need. But apparently not. It's not all we need.
Stay tuned for updates.
Yeah.
That was all a ploy to get you guys to watch our YouTube video because
we want you to hear how bad it is.
And then not look.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, How are you?
I'm good. Today I'm wearing maternity jeans.
Nice.
I didn't have any in my first pregnancy. And I will say I rented them on Nuuly. I don't know how good of an investment maternity jeans are to just buy them. I'll be honest. Because it's like, what, you wear them for 3 months?
Yeah. Maybe the next time you're pregnant, if you are.
If they're still in style.
Yeah, true.
They're nice, but would I rather be in sweats? Yes. But it's nice to wear jeans and feel like a normal person again.
Yeah.
But
I know. I just posted today and was saying how I don't have really any, like, my jeans don't really button anymore. They're like, I can't. They're just way too tight that area.
Mm-hmm.
But I have one pair that I wore like last week or whatever it's literally like I ordered them two sizes bigger.
Yeah.
And they're decent because they're just very low rise, mm-hmm. so I can still button them. But even then, I'm like, I'd rather be wearing like stretchy pants.
Yeah, and it's hard when you're short.
Yeah,
to order sizes up because I've tried to do that too.
Long.
Yeah, and I'll get like, and they're so baggy.
Yeah,
and you're short, so it's like you're wearing
drowning.
Parachute pants, and you have a big. It's just like, ugh, it's hard.
It's true.
It's a struggle. So, well, not really, but.
Our life is so
difficult. Hard. My maternity jeans are a little too tight.
I wonder, yeah, I guess you just have to get to a point where, like, I don't feel like I'm at the point where I need maternity stuff.
No, no.
I can still just get away with some stretchy pants, but we'll see. We will see how the fashion has to evolve.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I'm sure it will.
I'm getting to the point where I am scrolling back through photos of me before I was pregnant, looking at clothes that I used to wear. Like, oh, it was so fun when I could just wear everything in my closet.
I know.
Now it's like, I think I can. I'll put it on. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize. Like, my boobs are huge now and my stomach.
I'm probably at like a phase where it's more, I don't know. It's not like the bump is not bumping yet. But like, I do think the bump is so cute. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's kind of a vibe with all my clothes at this point. I'm sure once it gets a few months later, I'll be like, oh, hello. But right now I'm like, oh, it's kind of cute.
No, it is cute. I think the way the bump looks is so cute. Like, even when you're 9 months pregnant and it's a huge bump, like, I think it's so cute however you style it. The part
just
that
the
bothers
feels.
Me is the way that it feels, like, on my body. Like, my shirts, if it's, like, tugging or hitting at a weird spot, like, on my belly button, it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, true.
Or my pants, like, just kind of digging in, or if I can't, I don't know, just, like, where it sits.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I think you just have to get creative. But it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
Dress
it's a little
it up.
Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We have some personal updates, orders of business, before we get into.
Okay.
The episode. Well, I mean, I have a few things written down.
Oh yeah, go for it.
Number one, briefly, it was my birthday. We did a little birthday
lunch. Oh my gosh, it's been so long since your birthday. I feel like
I know, but also hasn't.
I know.
Chelsea planned a little lunch for me. It was so cute. They got me a little cake. We just sat and talked for a few hours with some friends, and it was just a perfect chill little vibe, and it was perfect. Next up,
how was your birthday? What else did you do? Because you haven't talked about it at all.
Oh, not really, honestly, much. We had a very chill day. We went and saw that movie, Anyone But You. A little rom-com moment a few days before my birthday. And then Leif and I, we went to like a nice dinner on my birthday. And we did a little thrifting and went to our new house, picked some oranges. Like, it was very chill. There was really no festivities. But yeah, we did that nice dinner at night on my birthday. And then the next day I had the brunch lunch with you guys.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it.
Fun.
But it was perfect.
Yeah. I feel like 29 is like the pregame birthday.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to pull out all the stops.
No.
To be like, hey, everyone, drop everything for this birthday.
Yeah.
Because next year.
Next year's the big,
I'm gonna make
the big
you,
one.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you
commit.
Spend some money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was thinking, like, what the heck are we going to do for our 30th birthday?
And
it's like, do we want to plan it ourselves or like help each other?
I know.
I was thinking about that. Leif was asking me like what I would want to do. And I'm like, I have no idea. Because like, we really went all out for Leif's. Like, I couldn't believe that everyone came. It was like six or seven couples, and they all came to California, and like, we all stayed at a house together. And
that was such a fun trip.
It was so fun, but I'm like, that was a lot of work. Like,
geez,
I don't know if I can get, now that everyone has like multiple kids and I will have a kid, I'm like, I don't know if we can all, like, at that point, only a few people had kids.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just feel like,
We could all just bring the kids now and
hire
a nanny.
True.
For nights out.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, I don't know if I would want to do like a trip or just like stay in California.
Yeah.
But yeah, winter birthdays are kind of hard too, because it's like, you just have to do a wintry vibe or go somewhere else.
Cozy.
Tropical or something. But that's literally the whole rest of the episode. I'm like, so for my 30th, that's not important right now. But yeah, it was chill. Great. Nice. Everything was
good. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah. Chelsea, Leif, and I were on a walk.
Oh, yeah.
Together. Chelsea was on the left side pushing Case in a stroller. Leif was in the middle and I was on the right side. Okay. And we're like on this trail. Is this even funny?
You know, who was I telling right after?
And they didn't think it was funny?
No, they thought it was funny, but not as funny as we were like laughing for 30 minutes.
I think it was just in
and
the
I
moment.
Laughed at the rest of the day. Like I would think about it and laugh.
You tell it.
Well, I was pushing Case in a stroller and Leif was walking Lady. So Lady was like kind of behind me a little bit and JC and Leif were walking next to each other. But Leif was in the middle. And some woman walks by and goes, "He's so cute." Speaking about Case. And me and Leif at the same time go, "Thank you." And Leif said it so like giddy.
He's enamored. Like, he's like, "Thank you." I look at him, I go, "Why are you saying thank you?" I'm like, what are you? He's like, "What?" I'm like, they're talking about Case. He was like, "Oh my gosh. I thought she said she," because we're used to people saying that Lady's cute. Like when we're on a walk, they're like, "Oh, she's adorable." Yeah. I'm like, "Oh, thanks." But they're clearly talking about, he's like, "Oh my gosh, I forgot Case was with us." But we were laughing for like 20 minutes, just being like, it literally seems like you guys are like a couple. Like,
you're our daughter.
So much. And I was like, who am I? Like me just also pregnant, like on the side of the...
Just sister wives?
Yeah. I'm like, what is the situation?
His arms around both of us. He's like, "Thank you."
I was dying.
It was so funny.
But he was so embarrassed. He was like laughing so hard. He's like, "That is..." He's like, "I am so glad that they don't know the truth because I'm so embarrassed."
It was funny.
It was so funny.
Because I was like, they can't even see Lady. Like, she was literally behind.
Like,
it's like, "Thanks." Both of us. Like, "Thank you, our child."
So anyway.
So I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. Same.
Maybe you had to be there.
You probably did have to be there, but it was a funny little moment. Leif's like, "I'm so glad this stays between us." We're like, and the whole podcast. Yeah. He's like, "Oh, great."
"I'm so glad no one else knows about that." Yeah, that doesn't exist.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are going to jump into an ad to talk about Rocket Money. I love Rocket Money. I've used it for probably over a year now, and it has helped me so much with saving money, especially when it comes to subscriptions that I forgot that I signed up for. Maybe I double subscribed, and even it will alert me if I have a subscription price that has increased. Like it'll be like, "Hey, did you know that this price went up?" or, you know, something like that. And it can negotiate it for you. It's so nice, you guys. If you are trying to save money in the new year, which I feel like everyone probably is, Rocket Money is such an amazing app. Thank you, technology, for Rocket Money. So Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills.
You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, you can cancel it with a tap. You never have to get on the phone with customer service, which is really, really amazing because I feel like that is always so time consuming. And that's why canceling your subscriptions or like looking through your finances can feel very daunting. So I feel like Rocket Money just kind of eases all of it and just makes it really streamlined. They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. The whole app is extremely user-friendly as well. And it's very eye-opening to see where your money is going. I was recently looking at like my recent transactions and my recurring payments, and I was like, oh, okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. There were some things that I was not very aware of, and it's just nice to get everything in order. So Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. That is rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid.
I mentioned on a previous episode, I've been trying to stay on my supplements grind. And one of those supplements that I take in the morning is my Just Thrive probiotic. We love Just Thrive. A while ago, we had Tina, who is the co-founder of Just Thrive, on our podcast. She talked all about gut health, how important it is, and the importance of choosing a good probiotic to take. And it was such an interesting episode. It actually got a lot of downloads because people were sharing it because it was just fantastic. She knows so much. And I, after that, vowed to be taking probiotics for the rest of my life. And I love the probiotics, the Just Thrive probiotics. I sprinkle a little bit on Case's food. I take them while I'm pregnant. I take them anytime. These probiotics can just help your gut health overall, and your gut health is connected to so many different aspects of your life.
They also have an amazing product called Just Calm. It is a breakthrough new stress-soothing formula from Just Thrive. Its proprietary mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And like Chelsea mentioned, the Just Thrive probiotic, it's a spore probiotic and it banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, which is your happy hormone, and it supports better sleep so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. So with Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you with the day every day. So right now, when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use promo code WHATWESAID, you can get 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm, and that's like getting a month for free. So again, that is justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code WHATWESAID. Check it out. And a portion of every purchase goes to Vitamin Angels, which is a nonprofit organization that saves the lives of millions of children and moms-to-be around the world by ensuring they get the vitamins and minerals they need to stay healthy and strong. So again, you guys can go listen to our episode with Tina that we did a little bit ago. It's amazing. And take control today with Just Thrive. Go check it out. You know what I watched? Priscilla.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
How was Jacob Elordi?
I get the hype.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a movie with him in it, I don't think.
I don't think I have either.
I like, not that I didn't, like, I think he's attractive, like, you know, cute guy, whatever. But I feel like he's just like everyone's obsession right now, you know? And I was like, okay.
He's in like the biggest movies, I feel like, too, right now. Priscilla, yeah. Saltburn.
And then I watched Priscilla and I was like, I'm getting it.
Yeah.
I'm understanding. It was good. The cinematography was really, you haven't seen it, right?
No.
It was really good. But it did kind of leave me like feeling kind of just like, oh, like
sad.
Kind of sad. But it was like a, Leif and I were talking afterwards. We're like, we enjoyed it. We liked it. But it also was like, when you really break it down, like nothing really happened in the movie.
Really?
I don't know how to explain it.
Oh, I did hear that it really? Was like kind of maybe slow or just like nothing.
It was just kind of like a recurring, like it's no basically climax. Just showing, yeah, their relationship, Elvis and Priscilla's relationship. And it's very much like the same thing over and over. Like,
yeah,
he leaves on tour for like weeks awesome. And whatever. And she's just like awesome. And then he like comes home and then it's like they're together again. And then he like leaves again. It's just like that happened like four times throughout the, what did you say?
Throws a chair at her.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I've seen.
Cheats on her. Like,
awesome.
But then I think what made me more sad is like I was kind of doing, you know, after you watch a movie, you're like more interested in the people. So I was like doing more of a deep dive onto like Elvis, like, oh, how did he die? And what, just the whole thing.
That's not a pretty story, how he died.
I know. And also then as I was deep diving, I'm like, I'm very sad for this family. Like the whole, like, you know that their daughter like just passed away like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was their only daughter together.
Yeah, Lisa Marie.
And then, Lisa Marie, which I hadn't really, like, kept up with. I don't know. I just wasn't aware of all this. So in the movie, it's like them showing like their daughter together and they look it up and she like passed away. I'm like, oh, that's so sad. And then her son passed away, like a few, like Lisa Marie's son passed away in 2020. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really tragically. And I'm like, wait, this is like making me sad. Yeah. All of them are, but Priscilla's still alive.
Yeah. And they have a granddaughter who's like an actress too, Riley.
Mm.
She's in, oh gosh,
I don't know much about
something,
like
something six. Everyone is going to be screaming.
Daisy Jones and the Six.
Yes, yes.
Is she like the main person?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's Elvis's granddaughter. Isn't that crazy?
I actually did not know that.
That's crazy.
I need to see that movie.
I need to see every movie. I haven't seen a movie. I haven't seen Barbie.
Okay, that is criminal.
I know. I haven't seen, literally, I haven't seen a movie in so long.
I was thinking, because my mom hasn't seen it either. I was like, oh, I need to watch, because me and my mom are going on a trip this weekend. I was like, oh, we should watch Barbie. I'm like, I don't think I can watch that with my mom. I will be sobbing. Yeah. It's so much about like mothers and like womanhood. And I'm just like, I will literally be crying so hard.
I know. So maybe that's why I've been avoiding it.
It's not like sad.
Just anything that makes me feel.
Yeah. It's just like so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like touching.
I know. I need to see. I really do need to see it. I've been meaning to. It's just like, I haven't, you know,
and
made
it's mostly
a priority.
The end that it's that way. It's really like a funny, cute movie. There's a lot of like comedic elements and stuff to it. But anyway, so yeah, we watched Priscilla and I liked it. I mean, literally the video, like the imagery was so beautiful.
Yeah.
It was really nice to watch.
Nice.
So yeah.
I watched, this is such a random movie. The only movie I've seen recently, me and Nick watched it over the break, over like Christmas break, as if I'm in school, was Gran Turismo. Have you heard of it?
Sounds familiar.
It was so good. It's about a video game, like a car video game that these teenagers play. It's like a simulation.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get a chance to race actual race cars, like F1 racing.
Oh, wait. I think I did see like a preview for this.
It was such a good movie.
I think I'm thinking of the right
It's
thing.
On Netflix. It was like big on it. Like, that's why we watched it, because it was like one recommend. It was number one recommended. The main kid in it is actually in Saltburn, too.
Mm.
So I feel like he's having a moment as well. And he's just like really good actor. But it was so good. And I was like, great. Another sport for me to get into. I was like, now I'm obsessed with F1 racing. Like, it was so cool. Like the cars racing. I was like, I have this new appreciation. Like, if you want to have people watch a sport, like a documentary or movie, like behind the scenes just makes you.
It's so true. You get
that's
so
how
hooked.
I've gotten into every sport I've ever started actually caring about and watching. Besides basketball.
Wait, did Jason
just because
Kelsey
retire? I think so. I don't think he's officially said, like, he went on his podcast and was kind of hinting, but he was basically saying, I will come out and like make it official. But he didn't want to say it like 2 days after. That game was so sad. Did you watch it?
I saw like edits on TikTok. I was like, this looks sad. I don't know what's going on. But
I mean, it's people like, oh, you don't want to go out on a loss, but you kind of, unless you win the Super Bowl, like you're gonna
end on
a loss.
Yeah, you're not
you
ending
know?
In the biggest way possible.
No matter what. But he had like an incredible career.
Yeah.
Regardless. I was just really rooting for the Eagles this year. Like, am I a curse? Every team I root for. I've been following the Suns on, I haven't watched their games. Every time I see their like, graphic, the end of the game, it's like final score. They're always
They've
losing.
They've been really hit or miss.
they had an
amazing game yesterday.
Okay, that's good.
One of the biggest comebacks, fourth quarter comebacks in like a long time, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Like they were losing by over 20 points. And there was literally 8 minutes left of the game and they won.
You're joking.
No. And they were losing the entire game by like 20 points. So I was just like, this is so annoying. And then they just like
went absolutely feral
and it pulled it out.
Would you say they're doing good or?
I would say they're very hit or miss. They're like, they'll have like an amazing game and then they'll like lose by 30 points and you're like, what the freak? And then
sometimes
they'll like have
better.
An amazing game again, like go on like a three, whatever. They'll like win a few games in a row and they're like doing really well. And then they just like lose again by a lot. And you're like, what's going on?
Dang. But I will say, I think sometimes ESPN, I'm like, well, according to my calculations, I feel like that's better when teams are like that, because the Eagles were having an amazing season. They were winning, like had the best record. And then it's almost the pressure's too much. It's kind of like the Suns, like when they had like the best record in the league and it's just like, the second round of playoffs
is horrible.
Yeah. Sometimes the teams that win are like, oh, they're doing good, but you know, they got to get their shit together before like we actually get to the end. And then they do and they pull it out.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing decent. They're like kind of right in the middle as far as the standings go.
Well, I'll start watching if they make the playoffs.
I'm sure they will. Stay tuned.
If they start winning, but maybe not, because maybe I'm the curse.
True. Maybe don't watch.
Yeah. Every time I start loving a team, like I'm like, the Vikings are so good. The second I post about it, literally
down the drain.
Oh, actually, you know what? Okay. So I posted about, I told the story, but I posted about one of my favorite running backs. He's so good. Justin Jefferson. And this, I took a picture and I posted it. 2 seconds later, he got injured. I was like, oh. Then I posted like a picture of the Eagles game. They weren't losing that bad. They were like one touchdown down or something. I took a picture. As soon as I was done posting that, literally 5 seconds later, the other team like intercepted it and got a touchdown that was like insane. And it was just like the end of the game. Like they can't come back from that. I was like, awesome. Oh my gosh, I'm never posting.
You actually
again.
Are the curse. So don't post about the Suns anytime soon.
Keep my mouth shut.
Yeah. It's been fun to follow along. I mean, basketball season is so long.
It is.
So it's just like, I feel like anything can happen.
And there's so many games.
There's so many games. It's like there's time for them to get it together for mm-hmm. sure, even if they're hit or miss. But yeah. Also, my prediction came true even quicker than we could have ever imagined.
What?
With Gypsy Rose. And now everyone's turned on her.
Wait, I saw something about that, but I don't know. I didn't see how she got canceled. Or not why ever, people are hating
yeah,
on her.
Yeah. People, I actually don't even know why. I actually didn't watch a video, but a bunch of people were tagging me in it. Like, it already is happening. And it was, yeah, people being like, it was this girl reporting on it, being like, Gypsy Rose is losing a lot of her fans as like, they think that she's not trustworthy and like, and she did this and that. I don't even remember what it was, but I'm like, oh, here we go. Like, literally, I wasn't expecting it to last 1 week. I thought it would be like 6 months of her on a high and then something would happen. But I also, I guess she
You can't
posted,
sustain that. You can't sustain everybody loving you for that long.
No. Let me see if this post is still up because she also posted on Instagram and was like, it was like a picture with her nephew. I think she took it down.
Oh, no.
She was like, oh, please, queen. Keep calm and ignore the haters.
Let's put that as a sign.
No, that it needs to imagine? Literally be right there.
You know what we should do to really just
bring the 2014 back? That.
Put that up. Put like a chevron sign that says like live, laugh, love or something like that.
We should literally put our old blogs.
Vinyls. We'll hang up some vinyls in the background. Like Tumblr versions.
Totally.
A Polaroid wall.
Slay.
Might as well.
Sounds like a vibe to me. Let me see if I can find. Basically, she posted on her Instagram, like with her nephew.
How old is he?
15. It was a photo of them. Oh, hanging out with my nephew. This was her caption. Hanging out with my nephew, Noah, whatever his last name is, and put his username. Girls, show my boy some love and hit his DMs. And then, a winky face. And she was like, only the age appropriate ones, though.
Wait, how old is he?
He's 15.
Oh, sorry. Abby texted my babysitter.
only the age appropriate ones though, he's only 15, lol. But like people were basically, that was one of the reasons people were like, you're literally now exploiting, like,
she doesn't know.
I know. And that's what I'm saying is like, guys, she literally has never lived a normal life. And it's like this pendulum of like, we're obsessed with her, slay queen, and then she posts like one thing and they're like,
she kills her mom, everyone's like making edits. She posts her 15-year-old
nephew. No, I know. But
cancels her.
But now she's posting stuff like ignore the hate. Like she's getting a ton of hate again. Or she was whatever.
Bye.
So I'm like, here we go. She's on the roller coaster. But she had a good run. She had a good run. Week out of prison. Doing great until she wasn't. Hopefully it all ends up fine. I think basically she doesn't know her own power when you have 8 million followers. Like, and you're posting your 15-year-old nephew. It's like, something, you know, creepy people, whatever, could do anything. Who knows?
Because 100%. As somebody who has, I mean, he's not 15 anymore, but who has had 15-year-old little brothers,
mm-hmm.
I could see it where they're like, hey, post me on your thing and like say like, girls, hit me up or something like that. Yeah. And she doesn't
know. Of course.
Know.
And she doesn't know any different or any better, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. So, and people are also like, they have this theory that she's like, not as unaware as we think. Like, she knows what she's doing. I don't know. Whatever. Like, just
who cares?
I know.
Oh my gosh. I'm so exhausted. I hate everything. It's so hard to, like, even be on social media these days. And that leads us into our topic of the day.
Yes,
but I'm just like, I think this is why I've been trying to think of baby names. I hate every single name. Like, I hate every name. And you know why? Okay, this is wobbling so much just from my breath. because I see social media, like I see so many names on social media. It's just like overconsumption of names that I normally, if I was living in a non-social media world, I would have this name, you know, I would have this name in my mind and then I don't care who else names their kid that. I'm just like, oh, I like that
right.
name. But you can't help it when you see names over and over. It's like, I'll get targeted with something. It's like magical boy names for your woodsy little boy or something. And it's like the longest, weirdest name ever. But then some of the names, it's like, these are the top names that are trending. I'm like, well, now I hate those names because I'm just going to be seeing them everywhere.
Can I say something really controversial? I'm terrified. No. I like the baby names videos. Like, I think they're cute. Like, M Doodles and stuff, she'll do, like,
predictions.
Like, oh, here's some names that I think she would go. Like, I actually love her videos. I love watching them.
She gets it right almost every time.
Yeah, she's really good at it, too.
Yeah. I need to message her, ask her for suggestions.
Seriously. Oh, well, that kind of goes against actually what I was going to say.
You don't need a baby name consultant.
Yeah, like there, I will see so many videos on my For You page now of people that are like, and maybe she even considers herself a baby name. I don't know what it is. But anyway, they'll be like, basically you can hire them. Like I'm a consultant to name your baby. And I'm like, are we okay as a society? We literally can't not name our own children.
You need
now?
Like an interior designer, like somebody to do
you
everything
have to
in your
hire
life.
A consultant to name your child. I feel like that is the most like I feel like naming your kid I get if you're like stumped and you're like, oh, I don't know what I want to name them, but at the end of the day it's like that is your literal creation, like you and you cannot, you literally need to go, you don't need to
curate
go outside
it.
Of yourself to curate a name. To me that's just 100%. Like so confusing.
Yeah, I get it.
Again, all whatever, more power to you if that's like a legitimate job you can actually make money from, like slay. That's actually very fun. Mm-hmm. I just think it's like, I cannot believe that like that's a thing.
That's a career. I know. It's crazy. I'm like, yeah, I fire mine.
Just kidding. She's like, yes. You're texting her right now. Trying to come up with a name. No, it's
like please give me ideas.
I understand.
Yeah.
It's nice to get ideas. And if you're just like fully stumped and you're like, oh, I want the name to like match with my other kids' names or something. It's like, I get it. Like for some ideas. I just feel like it goes along with our episode today where it's like, I was kind of talking about this with Tyson on his podcast too. Just people, I've seen a lot of, have you seen people talking about how like the clean aesthetic whatever is out now and it's like Mob Wife?
Yeah.
It's just like.
So fast.
So fast. And it's just like so tiring. It's like, oh my gosh, I can't keep up.
No, I can't keep up.
I can't keep up with all
everything.
These aesthetics. Like just
make
be yourself.
Everything.
Just name your baby, be yourself. Like do your own thing. I can't.
Exactly.
It's like, why are we. And don't get me wrong, I follow trends. Like, trends are fun, but.
Yeah. Our titles every week.
What?
This title. It's like Mod Wife era.
Me, like, always wearing, like, the trendiest outfit, too. It's like, I get it. I mean, it's not like, I don't know. I'm just saying. Like, we got to have some sort of individuality in today's society.
If anything, we got to make them last a week longer than they do.
For sure.
Well, and that's the thing about going back to baby names is the problem is like, okay. I didn't mean to go on a whole thing about baby names, but my opinion of baby names is like, I feel as though you do not need to have so much like, I'm like in the middle. You don't need to have so much meaning behind it. And like, I feel like sometimes people make up meanings. They're like, oh yeah, they just like the name. They'll be like, and then, yeah, this is for this and this. Like they'll make up something that means. It's like, well, it doesn't really have to mean something so special. It could just be a name. Like
unless you want it to.
Exactly.
In which case, do that.
But it also doesn't have to be like the opposite where maybe you want it to mean a little something. It doesn't have to just match your aesthetic and like match your vibe, you know? So
name your baby whatever the F you want.
Yeah.
And if you want it to be meaningful, if you want it to be biblical, if you want it to whatever, it's like, great.
Yeah.
If you want it to be trendy, great. Like
if you want it to match your aesthetic, great.
I actually saw this girl, which I needed to, now I'm just contradicting myself left and right. I'm like, my baby name consultant actually let me know. No, I saw this girl's video. She's saying like, she's like trendy, you know, a trendy name is not a bad thing.
Exactly.
She's like, it just means it's popular. It's like a trend is just like, oh, these are being used a lot right now. It doesn't mean like, oh, that you should stay away. It's like, if you like the name, it's just
use it.
Just
but that's the problem is it's hard to let, that's what I was trying to say, is it's hard to like something when you're overexposed to it and you see it all the time. Like I will genuinely like a name and then I see it every list. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm just seeing it so much. It's actually making me like it a little bit less.
No, I do feel the same way. I feel like once something gets oversaturated and really popular, I start to not like it.
Yeah, just because you're sick of it.
Yeah, it's like anything else. It's like when it's not fresh anymore.
I don't want to see them anymore. I need to push not interested because it's skewing my... Boy names are hard enough as it is. And the thing is, like, we actually do have quite a few baby names that we like, boy names. But I also feel like, do you feel like this? Like, there's an energy to your baby. This is going to sound very woo-woo.
You can tell what name fits and what doesn't.
Yes. Totally. Like, you could have a name that you love and you've been planning since you were 6 years old to use that
name.
That's
what I was just telling Tyson on the podcast.
Yeah. And then when you actually get pregnant and you have the baby and, like, especially when they start moving and you can kind of like feel, like you just feel their energy. And the name, the energy, I was seeing this one TikTok about baby names that was like, actually the name, a word carries energy, whether you like it or not. It's not, doesn't necessarily mean the meaning of the word, but a word carries a certain energy, like sound carries energy. And that energy, you, that's why when you have a baby, like this is not that
their
name,
yeah.
You know? And so that's why sometimes it's hard if you like a certain name so much, but it's just like, that's just not their name.
Yeah. I was telling Tyson the exact same thing. I said I've like had a few names, like boy and girl, like one main girl name, one main boy name that I'm like, these, like I like these. These are the only ones I like. And the second I got pregnant, I was like, wait, I'm terrified because that is not their name.
I was
like, what the heck? Like I told Leif, I was like, it's not it. Like, I don't know what else to say.
It's
just feel
crazy.
Like it's not it. And it really confused me. Honestly, I was like, I just like always thought that those names were anyway.
I know.
So yeah, it is really weird.
This was the episode, baby names.
Yep. Born, that's what we said. Bye. So yeah.
I mean, that kind of goes into the topic of today because we wanted to talk about the internet brain and what it's done to our brains. If it's made us stupid, if it's made us dumb, if it's made us
smarter,
how we can use it in better ways. And when I was doing my research, I saw nothing that makes, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I posted on my story and just asked, like, what do you miss about your pre-internet brain? Because I was like, let's get down to the, what do we all miss about, really, I guess, before social media is more what I mean. Because that's just a huge part of all of our lives. And the main one, this was like the first one that stuck out to me. I said, like, what do you miss about your pre-internet brain? And this girl said, when all that mattered was immediately what was immediately right in front of you and with who you shared it. I was like, yikes.
Yikes. What's
I feel like, and a lot of people were saying, sharing kind of similar sentiments. It's like when you just made memories to make them, not to like show them to anyone, not to like post them. And yeah, it's kind of, I have a love-hate relationship with all of that, because on one hand it's like I don't like to demonize like documenting your life and sharing it because I think it's beautiful.
Yeah,
obviously I do it for a literal living and I have for so long, and it's like I love looking back at my memories and have them documented. But I think it is the energy behind it. Like there have been times when I do feel like I was more like, oh, I need to get content, and it's like just too much. It's like, okay, let me record. I've talked about this a million times. Like, let me record this for my vlog. Now this. Now let me do a Polaroid that I can, and now let me shoot this on film and then on my little. And it's just like, oh, wow, now I've missed the sunset. And like, I didn't even have a conversation with anyone while it was just like I was just taking photos the whole time. I don't know. So I feel like there's a,
That's true.
It's a love-hate thing for me.
I felt that at Christmas time and like with Case's birthday, this pressure to document it, but also be like trying to soak it in because I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the only Christmas he's going to be two. I know this is going to like flash before my eyes. So part of me, because of that feeling, wants to document it and like almost go ham document.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got to get a video. I got to get a picture. Okay. Got to get a picture with everybody that he knows. So he has like these memories. But then at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to be stressed out at every occasion that we have trying to get a good angle of a video of his face opening presents. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just like being there.
It's like,
too.
When is enough enough? I don't, sometimes it's hard to know.
Yeah, it is. A lot of other people just were like having an attention span, like my attention span's gone. And I fully, the thing that has been terrifying me lately is that I watch all my TikToks on 2x speed. Like I can't even do, like if someone's like talking, I'm like, geez, I'm like, speed up. Like I have to do it on 2x speed. And I'm like, whoa.
I know.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That kind of scares me. People are saying like their memory, like short-term memory has gone out the window. just comparison, being influenced to buy like random things, less contentment. A lot of people are saying creativity, and just they felt like they were more creative before they would see other people's stuff 24/7. I even feel like that, like, I wonder if we would have been having that conversation about the baby names if like social media didn't exist. No, probably not.
That's exactly what I was saying. It's like, I hate everything because I see it so much. Like,
yeah.
I was realizing, I'm like, I was online shopping. I'm like, there's so many clothes to buy. There's so many
brands.
There's so many trends. There's so many options out there that I am now not liking anything. I don't know. I feel like if you just have things and you can appreciate them, I feel like even in high school or something when, I mean, obviously we had Facebook and stuff like that, but it wasn't anything like
it's
it is
nothing,
now.
It's nothing
you
like
don't,
it is now.
You don't consume as much, I feel like, when we started. It was like you were just posting to the world.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't like scrolling on Facebook for hours.
No.
I'd like stalk a person and get off. But I feel like that with the clothes. I feel like that with just like aesthetics in general. Mm-hmm. Like houses. I'm just like, what do I like anymore? I genuinely don't know what I like. That's how I feel with the baby names. I'm like, I'll like something and then I'm like, wait, I don't actually know if I actually like that. Am I being tricked? Is it my algorithm? Like, what is happening?
I know.
It's stressing me out. There's too much. The main thing I was like thinking that I was missing from my pre-internet brain is I do feel as like, I feel like TV, social media, all these amazing things that have given us access to information do make us a little bit smarter because we have, you know, education on things that other mm-hmm. people had to never knew their entire lives. However, I feel like if you have too much information, it's like overload. And now I don't retain any of the mm-hmm. information. I know so much shiz about so many different topics. I've seen so many things I wish I'd never seen. I've just been overexposed to so many different things that I don't retain it anymore.
Like, I don't either.
Versus focusing on, you know, when you're in college or something and you're focusing on one or two topics, you're so into that
mm-hmm.
and you can remember and that's what you're thinking about. Who was I just listening to that they were talking about? I think it was on the Canceled podcast, maybe. I literally
what were they talking about?
They were talking about their majors in high school or in college. My gosh, who the heck was that? See? I have no short-term memory. I just watched that yesterday.
I don't know if it was them.
I don't remember, but they were talking about their I think it was Brooke. Maybe it was her on another podcast. But anyway, she was talking about their majors in college and mm-hmm. how, like, if you're pre-med, you're just, that's all you're thinking mm-hmm. about and you're just constantly, and now years later, you can't remember a thing because you're just, you know, too much.
Yeah.
That you can't, like, focus on just one thing.
It really is. It's just the overwhelm. It's just, it's the so much information mm-hmm. constantly that I feel like it's really hard to have an identity. It's really hard to know what you like. It's really hard to, like, I feel like you have to go out of your way to really tap into, like, when you're, to kind of go backwards a little bit. I've been thinking about that with my house because I'm having to make so many decisions about, like, just, like, what color tile do you want? Mm-hmm. What windows? What doors? And it's, like, I have just been, not that these need to be, like, the most permanent decisions, but they kind of are. Like, they're going to be
there for years.
Yeah. Going to be there for years, probably, until we move out of the house. Like, and I've been really trying to think of, like, I don't want to just pick something that I've, like, seen on Pinterest or, like, kind of recreate a room I've seen on Pinterest. Like, I want to just do my own thing. Like, mm-hmm. literally whatever comes to me in the moment, which could be, I think what's hard, this is where I've been lately with the house stuff, is, like, I was thinking, because I saw this thing, which, again, this is something I saw on the internet, but it was, like, this girl was doing tile in her bathroom, but she did a bunch of different colors. Like, she kind of, like, was mixing and matching tiles on the floor. And so it was just like really cool and kind of colorful and eclectic. It's like no one's going to have that floor because she literally was like, I want this green here. I want the white. And then I want blue over here. And like just the way she was putting them together was like custom because mm-hmm. she was doing it. And it's like, I don't know if she saw that somewhere or whatever. But I was thinking sometimes that's hard to do because you're just like, is this going to look good in the mm-hmm. end? Like, I don't want to spend thousands of dollars on this. Like,
it's easier
tile.
To get inspiration from yes. something else that you like. Yeah.
So it's easier to be like, I'll just pick the basic. More basic option or like,
yeah,
I'll just pick what I've seen on Pinterest because I know that it will probably look good. So anyway, I've just been thinking about that lately. I'm like, I'm trying to really make my own decisions and like do my own thing. with a lot of these things. And not that my house is going to be groundbreaking. Like, it's not. I feel like a lot of my choices are very, like, it's not like you've never seen what I'm going to pick or something. But I'm, like, trying to have a little bit more of, like, my actual style and not, which I don't know what that is. But
I know. I'm trying to figure it out.
Because it's, like, I want it to be coastal. I want it to be beachy. But, like, a lot of the interiors I see, I'm, like, I'm bored by that. So it's, like, what elements can I don't know, just, like, what things can I put together that feel a little bit different.
Then you probably see a couch and it's like, I love that couch, but that's not the vibe of my house. Like, no. So far, that's probably so.
And this sounds so silly. These aren't like that out there, but Tracy got me these earrings for my birthday. And like, I put them on with my jean jacket and I was like, oh, they're kind of like fun. It's like funky.
Cute.
And then I was like, oh, I'll just wear gold hoops. Like, I literally took them out and put on gold hoops because I'm like, I'll just like, it's more. And then I literally was like, no, put them back on. Again, not that they're groundbreaking, but I'm like, they're just a little different.
You like
than,
them.
And I like them.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. Like, I think they're cute with this denim jacket. And like, so I'm going to wear them.
Yeah.
Instead of my gold hoops that I wear every day. Like, I just want to switch it up. I don't know. But it's like conscious effort like that I've been trying to do lately where I'm like, or I'll be wearing shoes that are like, I have these like bright orange sneakers. And I was wearing them the other day with like this green thing. I was like, is this like kind of clash? I like put my white ones on. I was like, no.
Yeah. Just
wear the orange ones. Like, they're fun. That's what I wanted to do.
Exactly. Ugh, it's hard. You have to be brave.
That's right. I'm braver than the Marines.
You have to stick to your gut.
I know.
It is. It really is like so just overwhelming sometimes where it's also frustrating to have so much random knowledge of things. And I feel like sometimes I can't even express what I know. Like, it's just like lost in my head, but it also feels like it's, I feel the weight of all the knowledge. Like, it's like giving me anxiety, but I don't know how to like, I don't even know what to say about it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know how to express the knowledge that I have. So it doesn't make me actually smarter.
No, it's just too much.
Yeah.
It's like
I can watch a TikTok about how to make the perfect pasta and, you know, read all of the comments and be like, oh my gosh, I know in my head now. I can't recall that ever again.
No.
But it's like, it's just sitting in, it's just added like junk to my head.
I know. It's
like
so
making
scary.
My brain feel heavy.
I know. And also I was kind of mentioning this that my dad was talking about it, like the concept of wonder and like wondering. It's like it's kind of like lost in today's society because you literally do not have to wonder. Like, you just can figure it out in 2 seconds
you
with Google.
Know.
Like, most things, you know, just I can't even think of like something specific, but anything that you're wondering about, it's like literally Google it. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I wonder if octopus can smell. It's like I can find out in 2 seconds, like, which is cool, but it's also like, I don't know. It's interesting. And I feel like every generation just has its pros and cons. Like, obviously, you know, the whole social media thing and everyone being like, it's toxic and it's like made our world so bad. It's like, it's such a double-edged sword because on the other hand, I feel like my literal phone has given me a dream life.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you don't bite the hand that feeds you. Like, literally social media is the only reason I have half the things I have in my life that are so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've connected with, I met my best friends. I've met.
Yeah.
Aside from you, literally every friend I've met has been through social media. So I'm like, that's the best thing ever. Like, there's so many amazing things about it.
It's true. We're going to take a quick break to talk about Macy's. We love Macy's here at the What We Said podcast.
Don't
you guys
sleep
already
on
know.
Macy's.
Never sleep on Macy's. She's an icon.
She's a legend.
She's beauty. She's grace. She's Miss United States. Well, as you know, the big game is coming up. Okay. And Macy's has everything that you need to take you all the way to the end zone. They've got all your football fan needs covered with team jerseys. They've got serveware plus food and snacks that'll keep you cheering. I know, you know, this year is the first year I'm going to try and tackle a good dip.
Tackle. Nice.
Exactly. Thank you. I'm glad you caught on to that. So check it out. Macy's.com. Go. They've got all your needs covered.
I think one of the best parts of Macy's is all of their like kitchen serving ware stuff. They have a ton of options, whether you want like some bowls or plates or like cute things to host, whether you have an outdoor space, an indoor space. Something that I've been trying to stock up on actually is like cute, unique plates and bowls and stuff for when I'm hosting a little get together and I want like unique little serving ware. Yeah. So they have also great beauty stuff, fragrances, shoes, clothes. Like, they literally have everything you could need. So we're a big fan of Macy's over here at the What We Said podcast. You guys know that. Make sure you check out Macy's.com. That is Macy's.com. You can get some stuff for the big game if you're a football girly, or just stock up on whatever you need. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. We love Squarespace. At the What We Said podcast, we have used it for lots and lots of business ventures, pretty much everything we've ever started. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your own terms. I have sold both digital and physical products through Squarespace, and everything has just been very user-friendly, very easy. And something else that I love is that they have so many beautiful templates for a website that make it look very professional, but you don't have to be a professional, which is the best case scenario, because you can kind of just like insert your photos and, you know, type out what you want your stuff to say, what you want your website to say, just with one of their already made templates that are really, really beautiful. And they have a ton of different product features that you can use for your website. So you can easily sell like merch, create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. You can design your products, and production, inventory, and shipping are handled for you, which saves you time and money. And yeah, like I said, you could also offer digital products. I sold my presets on Squarespace, and it was always just super easy to use.
You also can have a video collection, so you can host video content on your website or organize your video library, showcase, you know, your content on beautiful video pages, sell access to your videos with member areas. They also have email campaigns, which is really important if you're trying to, you know, keep customers or drive sales and just engage your audience. They make it very easy to do so. It's also very easy to see your analytics, which is, again, very important if you have a business and you want to see, you know, traffic, site visits and sales, where they're coming from and all of that good stuff. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/whatwesaid to get 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/whatwesaid. You really can get, like, you can become a better person from social media as well. Like, I do believe that, because you learn about different people. You can see someone from across the world talking about an issue that you didn't even know existed. It, like, kind of helps you get out of your bubble a little bit. But I think because it can be so amazing, that's why it's so dangerous. It's like the options are endless. And so you have to try and find a balance, which is so hard in everything in life. I was just thinking about that today, like trying to find a balance with food, just like with your time that you spend. It's like just the lifelong journey.
RIP balanced boss.
I'm like, it's very attainable. Buy our course.
No, it is. It's like balance is so hard to find. It's just impossible to find in every avenue of life. Mm-hmm. It's like you can focus on a few things at a time, but like,
and it's just, it's not censored too. Like you can, especially with TikTok. I mean, a lot of social media isn't censored to you specifically, where you can't just be like, I never want to see these. You can see something just pop up on your explore
page.
That you don't want to see. And then you're just like, okay, well, that's just
in your mind.
Gave me anxiety for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's hard. But then you go on there looking for, I don't know, some kind of inspiration, something. I've been so motivated and inspired by social media, like different people I follow or see, or just like little tidbits that I hear from experts or specialists in a certain field. I'm like, this is amazing that I get to hear this from you. I would have never been able to.
For like, free, literally. Just like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Learn that. Then you find out 10 years later they were like a fraud or something.
Yeah, like, probably have like no
no credentials. License,
no credentals.
Yeah. So it's just a very confusing place.
Yeah.
Did you write down any like
people that I follow and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. A few.
Okay. You want to go first?
Sure. A few people that I like following lately. Favorite influencers. This girl, and I don't know exactly how to say her name, but her Instagram is Gab Boyce. It's like GABBOIS. And I actually don't know much about her, like where she lives. I don't even really know what she looks like, because she's a photographer. Like, she's an artist. And she does really cool, these just really cool setups of like different, she like makes things out of, like she'll make a skirt out of pencils.
Oh, wow.
And like pens. She made this thing out of like lettuce.
What the?
This shirt.
That's so cool.
And she'll just do these really cool setups. Like, this is an iPhone cord.
Oh, what the heck?
You know what I mean?
That's so cool.
You could go look at her Instagram if you want to see what I'm talking about. But she'll just do all of these really cool, I don't even know what to call them. I guess photo shoots. And like, I don't know if some of it's AI. Sometimes I'm like, is that AI or did you just create that? Like she does like, this is visuals for Sweetgreen. And she just does like really creative things.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I feel like it's stuff that I truly have not seen before. Yeah. Where I'm like, oh, it's very rare to see something that I'm like, that's so unique and cool.
Exciting to your brain.
Yeah, I'm like, my brain is obsessed with like seeing these images. She'll make like necklaces out of pasta and like photograph. I don't know. It's really cool. So I love her account. I feel like it's one of the more unique. Look at this, made out of film strips.
Oh my gosh, I love.
Like made like sunglasses and a keychain out of like film strips. Anyway, really, really cool stuff. So it's like a really fun account to go just like on a little deep dive. And yeah. You can find so many cool, inspiring images. So I really like her. I feel like that was, you know, that was my more unique answer.
I love that.
Because
I was
a lot of my other ones, I feel like you'd be like, oh, shocker. I was going to say Nara Smith on TikTok.
Yeah, she was on mine too.
I really love her videos. They are so calming. And I feel like she is truly inspiring as well, where it's like she's doing something unique.
Yeah. And I love people who stick to who like, okay, this is so cheesy, but like who just stick to who they are and like are authentic and
yeah,
have a vibe that they, not that they stick to a niche. I'm not saying a niche, but they just like are themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they just post it, put it out there.
If you
inspiring.
Have not seen her TikToks, she literally will be in like a fur coat with a full beat, like gorgeous yeah. face on. She's like pregnant and has two other kids, and she's like making 5-course meals like 10 times a day.
Oh,
she's
the cinnamon rolls she just made look so good.
She's just like baking cinnamon rolls for breakfast and then making like this insane salad for lunch with all these sides and homemade dressing. And then for dinner, she's like already pre-roasted the meat yeah. and she's like making tacos with the sides of different salsa. Like she just is. Mostly food is her content,
mm-hmm.
but she does some lifestyle stuff too. And
I
she
love
has
her
a very,
voice.
Yes, I love her calming voice. And she just seems like a sweetie.
Yeah,
I she love seems her. Very sweet. So I really like her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been inspiring me lately.
I had her on my list too. I love following. I love seeing her videos. I love also a mix of unrealistic and realistic people to follow.
Yes.
Because I don't want everyone who's having the same struggles as me, you know? But I also don't want everyone who just seems like they have this unattainable life. Like, I yeah. want a mixture of both.
I agree.
So,
I like a mix.
Speaking of unattainable,
Ballerina Farm?
Yeah.
She was my next.
I don't know why people, well, I do know, I get why people hate on her, but.
No, I don't.
It's just like,
I
get why from their, I'm not saying I agree with them. I'm just saying, like, I know why they hate on her. I'm not like, what's the thing that they hate on her for?
Is it the rich thing, though?
Yeah, that she like cosplays poor people, which.
You can't win, though.
Yeah.
So okay. Would you prefer she get on a private jet?
Yeah.
Literally. That's... Or do you like that she's just living on a farm? Like...
No, I
don't get it.
I will defend her till the day I die. I love that woman. Like, I know why people are mad at her recently because she's posting, like, she's 10 days postpartum. She's, like, going to be a Mrs. America judge.
Mrs. America.
And she was, like, training. And I'm like, why do you hate her for that? Like, this
people
is unrealistic.
Were saying, they were saying
yeah, they're
about
mad that.
That
it's like unrealistic. You need to rest. Like, this is not realistic. Women, don't listen to this. It's like,
don't. Okay.
Okay. We need to be off. Able to, like, I understand feeling self-conscious about things, but like, we need to draw a line of putting it on other people that we don't know on the internet who have like completely different lives than us. I love to see a rich woman,
thriving.
Mother of 8, thriving day 10 postpartum. I love to see that. Go her. Is that going to be me? You know what? I didn't think it was
you know
possible,
what?
But...
Now it is. I am so...
It's just people...
over it.
It's just like, that's an unrealistic standard. Okay. Okay.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Then
and
don't,
who cares? And I don't want to
don't consume
see,
it. Like,
give me half and half. Like, I do like seeing people who, you know... make me feel better about myself. It's like validating things that
for
I go
sure.
through in different ways. But I also love to see people doing things I could never do. It's very inspiring and I'm happy to see people doing that. So
how boring to only surround yourself and only consume content of people who are exactly like you, who only do everything you think you could do.
Yeah.
That is not inspiring. That is not fun. That is not
no.
challenging. That is not cool. Like, I don't get it. I
no.
love, I literally love following like very people who, like you said, are doing things, I'm like, I could literally never do that.
Yeah.
I love it.
But actually, now that I'm seeing it, maybe I could.
Exactly. It like gives you some sort of hope and inspiration. I'm like, even Nara, I feel like her lifestyle seems so unrealistic to me because like I don't cook like that. She's an amazing cook and she loves it so much. And she's always like decked out and whatever. But again, seeing it day after day, it kind of puts like a little pep in your step where you're like,
yeah,
if she can do that, like, why can't I make a meal tonight? Like,
100%.
I don't get it. I think that critique of Ballerina Farm, if I'm like missing some part of the equation, please let me know. But I feel like the critique of her being rich and living on a farm and people being mad that she's like living on a farm is the most confusing thing I've ever heard. Because
it's very confusing.
Because seriously, the alternative would be she's what, buying Birkins and
yeah,
you know,
a Real Housewife.
She's a Real Housewife. And then what are you going to say? It's like, she's which is too better?
Frivolous. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, let her just live her life.
Ugh.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. I really love her
so much. She literally is like milking a cow and like giving birth on her bed and then literally going in her barn and doing ballet the next day. And I'm just like,
I know.
Slay.
I love it.
I love it.
I love watching it. I love people like that. I feel like, oh gosh, I just hesitate saying anything. But I feel like, okay, I was reading this book. I started reading Hypnoactive Birthing. It's like a course. Maddie from The Bad Broadcast, Maddie Murphy, actually suggested it to me. It's like a hypnobirthing method. I'm not far into it, so I couldn't tell you much about it. But I was just reading. She was like talking about her story, the girl who wrote it, like, or who came up with the method. She was talking about her story and how she had like heard about birth and how terrifying it was in like Hollywood movies. Like the girls are always screaming, blah, blah, blah. And then she was talking about, she was mentioning stories from her like grandmother and great grandmother and just how women used to give birth and then they had no choice. Like they'd be literally crossing the plains or something or doing some,
goodness
had
gracious.
A farm to themselves and they have six kids and then their husband goes to war and they have a newborn baby and they sling it over their back and then they go like plow the fields. And it's like, and she was saying, she's like, I
Me
was just thinking like
searching
I
for my excuses as well. Like, oh, wow.
No, and I was reading that. I started getting choked up because I'm just like, women are so amazing. We're so capable of doing so much. Like, and I had just seen the Ballerina Farm thing. And I'm just like, we are capable of so much pain. Like,
yes,
tolerance, work ethic. Like, we have so many amazing things that we can do. Let's not waste our... Oh, that scared me. It was a FaceTime, but it was like just of me. I just like looked down. It's just a video.
Not cool. Like waste our an inspirational speech yeah. just gone. Well, also let's not like critique other women who are doing amazing
things.
That's
what I was going to say. Let's not waste our time going on social media and commenting on other women and critiquing what they're doing.
Yeah, especially when it truly is so inspiring.
It's like, how is that hurting you? Her doing ballet, like her stretching 10 days
doing
postpartum.
Ballet in the barn. Like, come on. No, I guess see both sides of what you're saying. It's like, if you're 10 days postpartum and you see that and you're like laying on the couch, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Kill me. But at the same time, it's not. That's her journey and you're on yours. It doesn't matter.
And that can be the beauty of social media. You can totally. See both. Like, I love to see people, this is going to sound horrible, like who are so sick and like in their first trimester and who are just like miserable, like on social media. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like that makes me feel so normal.
For sure. Or like talking about it. It's like, oh, that's nice to know. I'm not like.
Yeah, like they're complaining and then. But I don't want to just see that. I want to see girls who are thriving their first trimester. Like, I have no sickness.
For
I feel
sure.
amazing. Like, I'm so happy for you. Like, maybe that is a possibility for me sometime.
Someday in the distant future.
Yeah.
For sure. No, I couldn't agree
like,
more.
Like, I need both. And I just feel like we should. It kind of goes back to what we were talking about with Taylor talking about how just, like, leave moms alone. Like,
yeah.
If they complain, you get mad. If they're thriving, you get mad. If they do this and this and this, people get mad.
Well, and that's the trick of like literally the patriarchy, ladies, and misogyny is like turning against each other. That's
yeah.
the worst thing you can do.
No.
Is like critique each other when we're all on the same team and we all
are going are through things.
Going through so many things. It's
yeah.
like, let's team up.
Mm-hmm. Instead of tearing each other down.
Yeah.
100%. I know.
Let me see if I had anything else.
I was going to say, the only other thing I had were things to do outside of social media that could help you, what's the word?
Become more well-rounded.
Yeah, this episode is making me very aware of words that I forgot that I learned in school that I'm just like, wait, what? Reverse the effects of the internet. Your internet brain.
Yeah.
And I looked it up on some...
I was looking up on the internet.
Yeah, I was looking up on social media. I was scrolling on TikTok. Well, I did look it up on my phone, but these are classic answers, okay, obviously, but it's good to hear it every once in a while, and it's good to know. Just a reminder. I need a good reminder every day.
Let me guess. Go on a walk?
Well, that's one of them. Physical exercise in nature. These are things also to get your attention span back. I think the main one is just letting yourself experience
Be
boredom.
Be bored. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's like literally... I haven't done it in years, but that's key number one.
Yeah.
Like letting yourself actually just have stillness or silence. I've been doing this really insane thing lately where like I'll just actually like put my phone down. Like sometimes I haven't even been reading at night. I'll just like actually get in bed and like put my phone down and
this really insane thing.
Like actually just
stare at the stars.
Actually just try to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like I'll put brown noise on my phone, which apparently means that I just learned
just
that
need some kind of stimulation. Like I will put a podcast on in the background.
No, which leads me to this. I saw this TikTok. It's like, did you know if you put brown noise or white noise onto sleep, like you're trying to self soothe yourself from your deep emotional trauma? I'm like, Some of us just like the sound of a comforting ocean or like a.
It doesn't like that.
It's like, come on.
Babies
like
that.
Does that truly mean I have trauma?
It reminds you of the womb. The womb sounds like a vacuum.
Really?
Like blood pumping and stuff.
Oh,
that's
weird.
Why babies like white noise. But apparently, that's the other thing is with parenting, it's also like information overload. They're like, this is good. And then a year later, like, if you've done this with your child.
You're screwed.
They're screwed. It's like now people are saying white noise for babies are bad. They shouldn't listen to it. It's like speech delay. I'm like, please.
It's truly like it's not even that it's like not true. It's just it's so overwhelming. It's like when you're just trying to do your best. Like I just posted like my current craving. I'm like ice cold drinks and salad. I literally got 50 replies. Like you're anemic. Like or like you're probably very low on iron. I'm like, I've literally been getting so much blood work done.
Yeah.
Not so much, but like at all my appointments or whatever, like many appointments, they've never once told me that. I'm like,
yeah,
can I just live? Maybe it is true, but
that's the thing.
I can't.
A lot of things
all.
Are probably true, but I'm just like, can I just not know?
No, exactly.
I could live without that. It's fine.
Like, I'm sure we all have issues. We're all low on something. Obviously, I do want to be in, you know,
it's like striving for the perfect life and being.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. It's so exhausting. Like, just let me be an imperfect being with issues.
Exactly. But and I know people had probably my best intention. A lot of people were like.
Like, no, it's your insurance. Yeah,
they're like, you need help. A lot of people were very nice about it. They're like, this did, like, for me when I was craving ice cold, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, it's good to, like, be aware of that, honestly. But it is just, like, the constant, like, whatever, critiques. But where was I going? Oh, yeah, I've just been trying to actually, like, go to sleep. And I don't know. It's kind of nice. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I don't really need, like.
Gives you a break.
To something specific to help me fall asleep. It's like, I can literally just close my eyes and put a sleep mask on and like, oh, please, so specific. I'm like, with my brown noise and my air set to 55 degrees. No, but it's been nice to not like be doing something to be like, I have to do this to like fall asleep. Mm-hmm. To like, I have to stimulate myself. Even if it's a book, it's like, I need to be reading until I get tired and then I'll fall asleep. It's like, why don't I just lay down?
True. That's like the main
new challenge unlocked.
that's the main point of like most of these was just non-stimulation, working on being not stimulated all the time. Obviously, meditation, we know. But someone, I think, commented on our YouTube video or messaged us and was like talking about meditation practice. And they were like, meditation is a practice. And that's why you do it. It's because it's so hard at the beginning because your attention span is so short. Mm-hmm. And so it can be really important and nice when you are, you know, trying to meditate and get better at meditation to let yourself get to that state of like a trance pretty much. Mm-hmm. But there's also little fun things you can do that aren't social media that can, you know, stimulate the brain in a different way where it's not like overload of information. Because even sometimes I'll be like, I'm going to look at this vocabulary app every day, which is great, but it's just like even more information.
Yeah
that
true.
It's like, okay, that's great that I learned that word. Will I actually remember it? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But brain exercises, there was that, I didn't write this down for some reason, but that one app I just remembered that we were playing on the plane that one time.
Yeah, I forgot what's called though.
Brain something, I'm trying to remember it. But like brain apps, crosswords, even just your own writing. Like a lot of us don't just sit down and, you know, how you used to in school do like warm ups. You go sit down in English class and you have like a prompt. Mm-hmm. And you just like make up a story or something like that. That I feel like is so good for your brain to just use your own creativity and writing skills. Mm-hmm. And
really like doing something with your mm-hmm. hand as well.
Like if even if it's just journaling, like writing about your day in like a creative way, whatever. I also think talking to strangers more, because one of the main things I read about social media is that it's made us so socially anxious and so socially like isolated. Mm-hmm. And something that I notice myself doing is avoiding areas where I would have to like strike up conversation with strangers.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Like the other day I was at the gym and there was a cafe and I was so hungry. And afterwards I was like, oh, I'm going to go get something from the cafe. And at the beginning of the line, there were just like a couple people. And they were chatting. I could tell they had just met. So if I walked over and stood in line as well, it's like I would almost just have to be like, hey, like, I don't know. I just knew that I would have to talk to them or that they would say something to me. They were all very friendly people chatting. And so I just didn't go get food. I just left. I was like, I don't want to go talk to them. And then I got in the car. I'm like, what's wrong with me? So I feel like talking to strangers, asking them questions, being very interested mm-hmm. in the conversation sounds like, ooh, groundbreaking, but
it really is. In today's society, I feel like it actually is.
Just push yourself, even if it's awkward, it's good to experience awkward silence, trying to think of ways to like connect with other people in real life. If you go out to, you know, a coffee shop or even at work or on the phone with a customer service person, even don't just like treat them like a robot, treat them like a person. First mm-hmm. of all, you're probably going to get what you want more, but I thought that was a good one that I need to work on very much. Too. And then, yeah, exercise in nature, blah, 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 and letting yourself feel boredom.
I feel like that is honestly key number one, and it's possible for all of us. Like the boredom thing. That's, mm-hmm. sorry, that's what made me think about the going to sleep thing. Because sometimes I'd be like laying there just like alone with my thoughts, and I'm like, I'm kind of bored. Like mm-hmm. I would be thinking like, I should just get my phone. Like I can literally just get my phone right there. Mm-hmm. Or I can get on my Kindle. But it's like... Yeah. Or I could just sit here and like think for a second. I haven't really been silent in a very long time. Mm-hmm. I think those are great.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? Those tanks that are like, you feel like you're in nothingness because it's like, what are they called?
Oh, tank. I thought you meant like tanks.
No, like a tank you like lay in. I'm
a merch idea.
Please. Like, we should come out with tanks. New tanks. It's like zero gravity or whatever. Yeah. It's like the... You basically feel like you're floating in water, but you feel because I think it's the water and the air and something is your exact body temperature. So after you're laying there for a second, you feel like you're literally just like floating in space. Like there's, you can't understand that you're like, and it's like pitch black.
It's pitch black.
I think so. I didn't know that. Let me see. I wonder if you can do that when you're pregnant. I mean, why wouldn't you be able to, right?
But, I don't know. You can't do much because they don't want liabilities.
True.
That's the annoying
Float
part.
Therapy, sensory deprivation. It's like there's no senses. Like you can't like understand.
True. Forcing you into meditation.
Yes. The feeling of weightlessness and sensory deprivation.
Weird.
That is true boredom. That is true like no stimulation whatsoever.
What if you have a genius idea?
You probably will.
Then you can't.
No, when you're in the float tank and then you can do it when you get out.
Oh, true. I was going to say, but then it might leave.
It's filled with a bunch of Epsom salt and water heated to the outer skin temperature.
That sounds creepy, but so inviting.
So you can fully stretch out without touching the roof, floor, or the walls. And it's soundproof and dark. So it gives you a sensory deprivation thing.
I didn't know it was dark.
Yeah. But apparently it's like so relaxing. Like it's the really? Most relaxing thing ever because it's...
I would think it would give people panic attacks. But maybe. You go through it. Like, I could see me being like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. And then being like, oh, wait. No, this is kind of nice.
I got that with acupuncture a little. Like, right when they would put... I haven't done acupuncture in a while, but when I was doing it a little more, I had a few of those experiences where, like, right when they'd be putting it in, I'm like... And, like, I would... And then they would leave the room, and I'd be like, like, I'm literally alone with just, like, needles in my back. It, like, kind of freaked me out. But they have, like, a thing you can push if you get really, like... Mm-hmm. stressed out, but then after a while I would go into this deep meditative state where I was literally just like, I'm floating, like mm-hmm. I'm just in this like different world, and it felt so good.
I would love to do acupuncture.
Have you ever done it?
No.
It's interesting. It's cool. It never really like helped me though. Like, you know,
yeah,
some of that stuff I'm just like,
that was nice.
Okay. I don't know,
it was a fun little activity.
Yeah, it's like I maybe would rather get a massage, like, yeah. I don't know. But I know a lot of people have like it's helped them a lot. I guess I was doing it when I was doing fertility treatments, and like, it never really helped the outcome of them. And it also, I never, the only thing I liked about it was that it was a little bit relaxing in the moment. But as far as like actual benefits, mm-hmm. like I didn't really see any, but
yeah,
maybe I didn't do it long enough.
Maybe that's why you're pregnant now, all those years ago.
I'm like, it was 2 years ago, acupuncture. No, it's funny because during IVF, you can do acupuncture like with it. Like they ask if you want to. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, no, because like, I was so sick of doing so many drink this tea and do this. I'm like, probably. And more needles. I'm like, no, just let me. But again, a lot of people love it and like have been like, you know, it really relaxes them, which is really good. Cause like some people will do an embryo transfer and then they'll do acupuncture. I forget if it's before or after, but it's supposed to like really relax you. And I'm like,
really?
I mean, that's great. If it does, I feel like it can't be a bad thing, but yeah, stay tuned.
Nice.
Stay tuned for our float tank vlog.
Yeah.
Pitch black.
Just pitch black. No.
Screaming.
No words. No nothing.
Yeah, we can't vlog that one. Well, that's it, I guess.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I feel like I could talk a lot more about the pre-internet brain.
I know.
There's a lot of ground to cover, mm-hmm. but we did what we could in this episode. Make sure you guys are subscribed. If you're new here, welcome. Forgot to say that at the beginning, but thank you so much for being here. And you can subscribe on YouTube if you want to view our fugly set or if you
our haunted mansion.
Welcome to our auditorium or on the Apple Podcast app or Spotify app if you just want to listen. But make sure you're subscribed so you can know when a new episode's coming out. And we love you guys so, so much. And
that's what we say. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.